is typical. I think I got that problem with a few other radios of mine. And then CAT cable for the other stuff. I'm just looking to build out one radio for 10 meters and play with JF8. I could really care less about much else that it has. It works from DC to daylight, basically. It's a FT-100D Yaesu. And trust me, it's already been modded.
I've been at home. I've been trying to get the program to work for, I believe it's a JSA. Basically, you type in a text message, and then the computer sends it out, and it very low wattage, goes very long distance. So I'm trying to figure that out as well. I watched informational channels that share a lot of information, both on the internet as well as on the radio, and I'd like to be able to tap in and hear it on the radio as well, in case of internet loss, you know.
Oh yeah, I agree. I mean, that's some good stuff to have on your skill set. There's several other protocols that let's say we probably do this on 10 meters, I'm guessing, but there's several other things on 10 meters for sending data that work without computers and everything else if you have the right stuff. You know, I use an Android with Droid FSTV, and I can send and receive photographs. So there's a bunch of new crazy, well, there's a bunch of old crazy renewed stuff going on.
I have fooled around with the SSTV stuff, so I've gotten stuff from as far away as Maryland. A lot of stuff comes out of Maryland with that SSTV stuff, but I've gotten from there and then also from the south. But I did see something the other day. First of all, the JS-8 that I was trying to listen to, somewhere in the 7 megahertz range. And then I saw something the other day. The guy was running 1.2 gigahertz, and he was actually transmitting video footage over the airways up to 15 miles, and he was only running 15 watts.